It is now time for the first interview.
Lauren Fletcher is a project manager at Baz Art, managing its projects and the International Public Arts Festival. Previously, she freelanced at major South African art fairs and festivals, including the National Arts Festival, Turban Art Fair, Joburg Art, Winter Sculpture Fair, and Design in Durban. Lauren has a strong passion for arts, having received her master's in art from Rhodes University. Can you please tell us more about Baz Art and the inspiration behind the organization?
So Baz Art is a street art company. And what it means to do street art is to create massive paintings and drawings on the sides of buildings in spaces that the public can go look at any time, walking to work or walking to school or on the bus. That artwork is there for everyone to enjoy. And for us, it is so exciting to not be restricted to the size of a piece of paper or canvas, but to literally be able to put colors and shapes and stories onto the sides of massive walls. It is so much fun, and it brings such a spark of positivity to the communities and the spaces where we are working with wonderful artists to create these artworks. So that's the first aspect of the company. We also work with artists to help them ensure that they are being paid, that all of their boring admin is done, and to ensure that they have everything that they need so that they can create from their imaginations as best as possible and as easily as possible. We also focus on art education. So we do art classes with children, which is really fantastic. So in the afternoons, children can come and draw and just have a wonderful, warm space, a happy space where they can express and create and be together. And we also do classes with adults. To us, it's really important that all of our artists keep growing and exploring their talents and are learning from each other and the best professionals in the field. And our last aspect is our community work. So we work with a lot of other organizations to look at important issues like the environment, which is, we just did a project now that was all about plastic pollution. So how do we go into spaces and learn from those communities about how the environment is affecting them, and then represent that in street art, in a mural, so that we are sharing stories where we can all learn together. So that those are our main three aspects. That's the art and the artists, arts education, and community.
Why was art the chosen medium for Baz Art?
That's a really good question. So I think what is really important to us is that we have a place to show the creativity of our artists and our communities. And there are all sorts of stories that can be told through art. And you can really tap into the subtleties, the nuances, the stories that don't always get told. You can tell in interesting and new ways through art. And another great thing about it is it can be seen as a universal language. You don't need to know technicalities or another person's language in order to have your own emotional response to an artwork. And in a world that is so diverse and so different, that's really fantastic to be able to communicate emotions through color and shapes and storytelling.
Is your experiences how have communities responded to the project?
They respond really well. It's always such a fun thing to go into new spaces because we work in so many different communities. And every time there's always people standing around and watching and kids getting involved. So that for us is so wonderful to have people be excited by the activities happening in their spaces and for them to get involved. Very often as well, we go into communities and we talk about the issues in the spaces, and we often try and incorporate elements from that community within the murals that we do so that it is reflective of the communities that we are in, and then they have a sense of ownership of that artwork that is in their space, which is important. We want communities to be proud of their spaces, and if we can help represent that pride, then we are doing a good job.
What has been the highlight so far on the mission to create transformation in communities?
The highlight definitely has to be our festival that we host once a year called the International Public Arts Festival. This festival has been running for 5 years, and every year we paint 20 murals in the suburb of Salt River. So we get 10 amazing artists from across South Africa and another 10 artists from around the world. So we have a great range of different skill sets and stories coming from around the world. Why the festival is a highlight is because there are now over 100 murals in the suburb, and there are a whole bunch of street art tours that happen in the space. So it acts as a draw card to bring other people into the community and show how amazing it is, with all of these stories produced visually about the artists and also about the community. And when you walk down the suburb, every corner you turn is another big artwork. And it is like a whole curated exhibition, another story and another story and another story that all gets woven together to tell this bigger story about creativity and Salt River and Cape Town and our artist community as a whole.
With the lockdown and COVID-19, what are some of the issues the communities you guys work with experienced?
This is a very important question to ask. It can be very deep and very complicated, but I think from my side, for the most part, the issues that I was picking up on the most are the feelings of stress and sadness and isolation of loneliness. Yeah, it's hard to connect with the other community members when you're worried about making them sick or making your family sick. We really hope that by making artworks that are in the public spaces that reflects positivity and hope and care for one another, it can help people feel more connected to each other.
We are a radio station by and for children, and a lot of the children here live with chronic conditions. How can art be used as a tool to express our feelings, as a lot of us are not able to do so with our voices?
This is a great question. Art is really, really important in so many ways, but one of those ways is because so often our feelings and our experiences are so complicated that it's so hard to put those in words. And art can be a great tool to express some of those feelings one doesn't necessarily know how to talk about. You know, it's through mark making and using colors, you can speak to so much, and it can also help in some ways to just be a space to vent, to let out some of those feelings and explore those feelings, which is so hard to find in other places.
It is Women's Month. Women often experience the hardships they have breaking into their chosen industries, often being marginalized. How has the art scene locally developed over the years in more inclusive?
This is a really important question to always ask ourselves in every company and every industry. And this is really interesting in the street art space, because it started out with mainly men and boys creating graffiti and street art, and that has been changing over the years. And we are working to change it even faster. But on a positive note, one of South Africa's most famous street artists, Faith 47, is a woman, and she has been painting massive murals across the world, all along skyscrapers in so many countries. And that is something that we are so proud of and can't wait to see what she does next. But it's also really important for us in every community that we are harnessing the talents of all people, whether that's men or women or anyone that sits in between that, because there's talent in every single space, and we all lose out if that talent is not being used. So that's something that we can all work towards, is making sure that we are representing every space and everyone has the opportunity to do what they can do best and really harness their talents.
What is the one most important thing art has taught you?
Oh, just one? No. I think it must be the power of storytelling. It's through art, you can tell a story that has so many different endings and so many different interpretations, and can make us feel. And I want to understand what you're feeling and what the next artist is feeling. And art is a really beautiful way of expressing those stories that each of us have inside of us.
What is your message for the women of South Africa for this month's Women Month?
As women, we are powerful. We have so much strength inside of us. And it is up to us to share that inner strength with our communities, with our families, and also to know it for ourselves, and use that.